USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this day after Christmas, the routines of about 800,000 federal employees are being impacted by the partial federal government shutdown. Many people on the job will have to wait until after the shutdown ends to get paid again. Speaking to reporters after calling the troops on Christmas Day, President Trump says the shutdown will continue until he gets full funding for the border wall he wants.
We're getting $25 billion. It's already approved. But that's for everything. That's for Homeland Security. That includes, as we say, the bells and whistles. We have a lot of drones, a lot of everything in there. Plus, we have some wall money in there. But we want the wall money to be increased because I want to finish it.
Retailers having their best holiday sales in 6 years, according to early data. A report from MasterCard says Americans spent over $850 billion this season. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection ordering an immediate medical assessment of over 700 children being held in El Paso. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while in U.S. custody. Each child is to get an initial assessment. Any child that's ill or injured will be taken to a hospital for further assessment. There were Christmas messages issued by the White House and the Vatican yesterday, and USA Radio's Wendy King tells us of one more.
There was also one from Queen Elizabeth.
Even with the most deeply held differences, treating the other person with respect and as a fellow human being is always a good first step towards greater understanding.
The 92-year-old queen has been delivering Christmas messages since her coronation in 1952. Her grandfather, King George V, gave the first broadcast message by a reigning monarch in 1932. I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Kevin Spacey is facing felony sexual assault charges in Massachusetts. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Spacey's accused of sexually assaulting the teenage son of a former Boston TV news anchor at a bar on Nantucket in July of 2016. Spacey is due in court on January 7th. Following this latest development, Spacey posts a YouTube video in which he takes on the character he played in the Netflix hit House of Cards, Frank Underwood.
I mean, if you and I have learned nothing else these past years, it's that in life and art, nothing should be off the table. We weren't afraid, not of what we said, not of what we did, and we're still not afraid.
The Los Angeles County prosecutor declined to file charges 3 months ago after other allegations surfaced against Spacey there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A telephone call between President Trump and a 7-year-old South Carolina girl has been on social media. The Post and Courier reports that Coleman Lloyd of Lexington dialed NORAD last night to check Santa Claus's position. A staffer who answered asked Coleman if she wanted to talk to the president about her plans for Santa.
She's probably put out some cookies and then we're hanging out with our friends, so that's pretty much all.
Well, that's very good. Well, you just have a good time.
Yes, sir.
Are you still a believer in Santa?
Yes, sir.
Because it's 7, it's marginal, right?
Yes, sir.
Coleman said she didn't know what marginal meant. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.